This is a Capricorn FM podcast, Limpopo's hottest frequency. Subscribe to Capricorn FM podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on capricornfm.co.za.
We're catching up shortly with SAFA Capricorn President Abel Rakoma, who's going to be talking to us about just his reinstatement, as it were. The Limpopo Division of the High Court, Judge Pat Dudi, has reinstated Abel Rakoma to his position as SAFA Capricorn Region President with immediate effect. This comes after what was a up and down for about 2 years. 2.5 years, actually, between the group and the association at the end. The Rakoma-led committee was disbanded by SAFA. We covered the story at some point and had a few conversations with Rakoma himself. It was disbanded by SAFA head of office in 2018, with the interim committee only elected at the beginning of March this year. So they've been in the office not too long. The group felt that they were unconstitutionally removed from their positions. And now SAFA, who are the respondents of this case, were not in court in Polokwane on Thursday morning, leaving Judge Pat Dudi to rule in the applicant's favor. Marana Rakoma Tobel. And thank you very much for talking to us. Are you staying at home? Are you in lockdown? Are you following the protocol?
We are respecting the protocol of the country. We don't want to be reckless. We must obey the rules. My brother, this disease is dangerous. You see on globally what is actually doing. And I want to urge the people in this particular area, in this particular country, in the province, to say, please, heal to the advices, that particularly medical advices are always supposed to be honored at all times. So right. I am literally locked in the house, my brother, for the duration of the entire day. I never even went outside, just in the yard. So serious, I take this particular instruction.
Absolutely. Everyone should be taking it serious. But let's talk about the court case that has ruled in your favor. And just for those, Imran Rakoma, those who might not know where this case started, in brief, if you may, just keep us up to speed as to exactly what happened that led to this 2.5 year dispute that was effectively concluded just this week.
We have been elected to run this particular region, my brother, and on the 20th of December, the 20th of November, 2018, the colleagues came here from SAFA head office to come and dissolve us and disband us as the leadership of the region. Remember, on the 31st of August, 2018. We had a wonderful regional congress. And remember, in all our regional congress, my brother, we always presented the executive report. We always provided an audited financial statement. We always accounted to our own constituency. So on that particular 31st of August, we did the same. And in the congress, I must tell you, there were great leaders of this particular region. I speak of Hoshi Malowo from Malowo. He was there. I speak of the former MEC for Sport, Arts and Culture in the province, Onika Mulwe, she was there. I speak of the directors in the Department of Education. I speak about the leadership of the municipality and also Capricorn District Municipality, because the local government is the center and the focus of our own development at all levels. So we invited them. It was a very, very wonderful congress to Anakwila. Now, around about... we were also supposed to have got for the elections that year. Unfortunately, there was a technicality in terms of getting a letter from SAFA, Mr. Dennis Mambul, to say, because there's an application in court that you have actually left out a certain LFA, which LFA was left because of the municipal demarcation, which was not actually our own making. And as the people went there for to actually plead with the court to say, no, we want actually be to be involved, to compose the new structure. So we did not actually go for the elections. And at that particular stage, the nominations were done, my brother. Nominations were done. It was just a matter of coming and electing on the nominated candidates. So around November 2018, colleagues from SAFA head office came here presumably they were actually directed to come to the region. And they say, in their own ways, no, no, we were not coming to this particular region. We were just coming to do a fact-finding mission. We were there in Mopani, and then we felt we must actually via this particular place, Capricorn. We're doing a fact-finding mission. Well and good. I mean, we respect you coming and so on and so on. Mm. Now, after that particular fact-finding mission, instead of us receiving a report of that particular fact-finding mission and then what the outcome are, we are not receiving information that, no, no, we met with the LFAs and we are saying this particular region must actually be disbanded. Why are disbanding this particular region? And we said to them on the spot that put it on record, we don't accept the disbandment of this particular region. And remember, what does they say? Because we did not take the region to the election. And when we're supposed to take the region to the election, we received a letter from Dennis Mambo, the CEO of SAFA. I wish one day you can actually pick a call and call him. So because he left SAFA, and we don't know where this particular man is. Many questions are left for him to actually answer. I wish we could get Dennis Mambo at one particular
time. Did the elections ever take place at that time, Maran Rakom?
No, no. They did not take place.
Mm.
They did not take place because at the time we're supposed to go to the elections, there was a court application, one.
Mm.
Two, head office, through Dennis Mambo, I advised us not to go to the elections.
Mm.
You see. So, when this particular matter of the fact-finding mission then came, and we met with the leadership of SAFA, particularly Mr. Ngwenya, who comes from KZN, and Mr. Maluleka, who comes from Waterberg region, and they came here, Pastika Ngoni, representing the membership at first. Finally, they made recommendations that the region is not actually running well. We are recommending that this particular region must be disbanded. And arguably, you cannot make a recommendation and implement the recommendation yourself. I mean, they could have actually made a recommendation to a structure above them, and that particular structure must then be able to issue a directive, even if that particular directive would be unconstitutional. But at least it would actually be taken by a separate body. So they come, they make recommendation, they come tomorrow, they disband us. I mean, you make a recommendation, you also implement that particular recommendation yourself. So we felt this is not proper. We reported this particular matter to them, and then we said, no, we're going to challenge this particular matter in terms of all the internal processes of the association. That is where we are, where we are here.
So now, with the reinstatement, firstly, SAFA was not in court. Is it something that you anticipated? Is it something that you expected? And it could be guesswork, but why do you think that they did not show up for this particular case that led to Judge Patudi ruling in your favor?
Normally, I don't want to give speculative answers. I don't like that. I'm not representing them. They are supposed to come and tell you why were they not there in court? Because they know.
Mm. But don't you think that will compromise your case going forward if they can say that, but it was ruled in absentia?
No. If you choose not to go to court by your own discretion, I mean, are we supposed to come pick you up at home?
Mm.
But at least let me give you a privileged information, Gwena.
Mm.
While in court, and of course our lawyer, Counsel Vilagas wrote to them. In fact, they wrote to him first to say, we want to request you that we postpone this particular case because of this particular coronavirus in the country.
Mm.
So then if we come to court, we're running a risk of actually extending this particular coronavirus in one way or the other. Now, the counsel responded to them to say, but this particular case has been sitting for a very long time. So we want us to finalize this particular case. Let's please go and meet in court on Thursday, the 26th of March. So the letter was written back to them. Then apparently they wrote a letter to the registrar of the court and indicated the very same particular letter of coronavirus. But strange enough, This coronavirus, there were lawyers at court. It was not actually our court only yesterday. Many cases were there.
So there were cases that were being
judges
had.
Judges were there.
Yeah.
Yes, judges were there. Prosecutors were there. I don't understand. So precisely that particular reason was so frivolous. As frivolous, it was not actually accepted.
We are in conversation with Abel Rakoma. Mran Rakoma, as I'm picking up now, my question then is that, what does this reinstatement mean for you and your team, if I can put it in brackets?
Kwena, I think I must take this opportunity, my brother, to really register my sincerest apology and honest apology to the parents, the players, the teachers, of the athletes, of the players that you always develop in this particular area. I can tell you it is bad. It is so bad in that today, as we speak to you now, the state of the SAB Regional League is in tatters. The state of the local football associations is in tatters in this region. Development of the coaches, development of the referees is a mess, Mr. Mwanyan. So when you go back to the office, so I'm just saying, apology to all the parents and all involved in the development of the game, that we had to really inconvenience them up to that far. It was just not good. So, but as we speak today, at this particular point in time, I want to say, when we go back to the office, we have got the responsibility, my brother, to really resuscitate that particular foundation that we laid, to ensure that the problems that are there in the association are supposed to be rectified. It may take a bit of a time, because if you have a problem with the system to be corrected, it's not an easy thing. You're going back to the office where the administrator, the chief administrator in the office, has actually been expelled from work. She's no more there. And who is supposed to be coordinating this particular league is that particular person. You go back to the office, Mr. Mabie, where there are problems in terms of the electricity supply in the same particular office. So you understand that there is a lot of work to be done. But I am also wanting to really urge the people all over, in terms of leadership, that you see, when you are given power to lead, you must always understand that the people that you lead are the people of God. We must be able to put that at the back of our own minds. Because with regard to the nation-building aspects, we have caused a lot of damage to the people in this particular region, Kwena. I am telling you now, because for a very long time, we're not able to deal with all these particular development programs. Each time we speak about court cases, SAFA is not about to be dealing with matters in court. But equally, once you are a region of SAFA, Capricorn Region, SAFA National must play a supportive role. Not to say, no, in that particular region, I don't want this particular person, I want more of it. It doesn't work like that. Then you behave like Indunas. Then they come here, they put an Induna, they go away. That particular Induna must then be able to deal with the subjects on the ground. The subjects are now asking the question, who are you? So it becomes a problem. So I want to advise all of us in this particular region to say, let us not be organizationally angry. Because anger is always a temporary feature. So we must be able to rise up to the occasion and unite the sport-loving people of this particular region and rally behind the athletes, because they cannot speak for themselves. We're speaking on the radios each time about each other, but where it matters most is in the field of play. And that's why I'm saying, you, the parents, you, the teachers, please pardon us, the parents of the players in football, we are saying pardon us for this particular inconvenience. But I want to believe and hope that at least we'll then be able to soldier on for the purpose of development of sport in this particular area.
Mran Rakoma, we're going to have to leave it there, but thank you very much for taking time to speak to us. I appreciate your time.
God bless you, brother.
That's Abel Rakoma, the SAFA Capricorn president, talking to us about the reinstatement. And you know, for me, the bigger question has always been the whole issue of sport coming first. Yes, we understand that at the moment there's not even sport going on. But if this kind of decisions affect sport going forward, they really become a big problem.
This is a Capricorn FM podcast, Limpopo's hottest frequency. Subscribe to Capricorn FM podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on capricornfm.co.za.